tell me your overall thoughts about this latest meet.
Well, we took a handful of kids. We left quite a few kids at home. They were getting ready for the prom. They had some other commitments, so we ended up flying a few over and ferrying a few over. And by the end of it, I thought we had one of our best performances. Yeah, it was the kids really stepped up and did well.
What individual ones were a shock to you or surprise, or people pushing the boundaries on?
A really nice surprise was Maya Cowan. We knew that she was fast, but in that 3200, which she hasn't run very much, she ended up setting a new school record, you know, by quite a bit. Like, what was it, like 12 seconds, 15 seconds, something like that.
And how old was that school record, do you know?
That was set by Grace Weller.
Okay.
A few years ago, 4 years ago, mm-hmm. her senior year. Yeah, and then we started off the meet really well. 11 o'clock was the high jump, girls high jump, and Maya Cowan, Kendra, she ended up getting a personal record, 4-2, and everybody went out at 4-2, and she had almost the fewest misses, so she ended up in second place. And then Isaac came in as and the boys, and he ended up winning that one. So that was a nice way to start the meet.
That's Kendra Coonrad and Isaac Taylor.
Yes.
So you're doing well in the jumping events.
Yes.
Also, triple jump and long jump, too.
Triple jump and long jump. We won both of those in the girls and the boys. Fantastic jumps. Isaac, his first jump, he went 40 feet 9 inches, and I haven't had a kid go over 40 feet since 2002. That was Zach. So that was a long, long time ago, and that surprised us. And he was he's 1 inch off the state best mark.
Zach Drilovich.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. 2002.
All right. So some old records falling here.
Well, very close.
Almost falling.
Yes.
Okay.
Very, very close. Isaac was half inch behind Zach's, and actually kind of came out of the pit wrong, and he lost a couple of inches on that. But that was a phenomenal jump, and he had just got done running the 110 meter hurdle, so his body was warm. It was rainy, and he got off a really good jump.
Okay.
And then on the girls' side, we don't get a lot of girls over 31 feet, and Kiana Cavisto, she hit a boomer. She jumped 32 feet. And I think she's probably fourth in the history on our board now. So she had a great jump. And then Aiden Luer, his very first time he's ever long jump, he ended up winning it with like 18-9, something like that. And he hit one that was he scratched by about 2 inches, and I had to measure it. It was 21 feet. I've never had a kid jump 21 feet, and he's just a freshman. And then Julian Kumps, this kid, he's going to be good too. I mean, he's special. He's got speed. He's got hops. So watch him in the future. He's going to be very good. And then in the hurdles, Isaac did well, and our girls did well. There's a lot of power in the hurdles this year. And we're just for girls, we're freshmen, and all freshmen and one sophomore. And the kids really did good. We qualified three girls in the 300, and Kendra ended up fourth. But the other two girls, Maria and Annie,
Funt and Annie Christensen.
Yes, Annie Christensen, and they had to leave for prom, mm-hmm. so we flew them home. So we had three kids in the finals of that. We didn't have any boys in the 300 hurdles. Where I hope to get a couple in there these next couple of meets.
Okay.
But distance kids, Erin Funt, she ran a great 800. She took second in the 800. And we've got, it's interesting, you know, I think we've got more kids that look like they're going to medal, you know, and could possibly be, you know, in the top three than we've ever had. So across the board, you know, maybe we're not going to get as many state titles, but we've got some really good quality kids that are really performing well at this point in time.